Speaking.
Hi, is this Ramon?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ramon. Ramon, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Mr. Chavez, how's your Tuesday going so far?
Going by pretty good. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. I believe you spoke with Jorge Moreno earlier today, and you wanted me to give you a call back regarding Google Verified.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how much information Jorge gave you, but did you have any questions for me at this point?
How does that work?
Absolutely. So Google Verified is a pay-per-qualified lead service. So it's not anything like, say, Angie or Thumbtack where, you know, your lead is basically a phone number and you have to chase down that phone number. With this, first of all, you get phone calls. Everything will route through a Google phone number and forward directly to your phone number. In fact, it's going to say Google Verified Lead as it's ringing through to you, so you'll know exactly what it is. Now, what that does is it allows the Google AI to monitor the calls that you get and make sure that it's a qualified lead. Qualified
yes.
lead has to be someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, it would not be a qualified lead, and you would not even pay for it. So there's no, like, disputing a charge. There's no calling and saying, hey, this phone number you got me, nobody answered, and why is it a qualified lead that I have to pay for? You'll only pay for the qualified leads, and then when you do pay for the qualified leads, they're made to be affordable. They're less than $51. They're $50.67. Now,
so these are they installed or just service calls or can you just request either or
so we can, you know, make sure that we're requesting the services that you want to be found for. I mean, that's something that we obviously want to be able to do is target your service area, the services you want to be found for. Now, we will need to choose at least three that you want to work with. Because Google finds it works best when you've got at least three. So it
okay.
could be AC maintenance, AC install, AC repair, could be clean ducts and vents, install ducts and vents, repair ducts and vents, heating maintenance, which doesn't sound like you want, install heating system, repair heating system, HVAC maintenance, repair HVAC, install thermostat, repair thermostat, and the last one would be ductless heating and AC service. So you know, there's a good 12 or 15 different choices there, and you have to at least accept three of them. So it looks like we can really target the ones that are going to be most profitable for you.
Of course, because right now I'm paying for Angie's Man and Thumbtack. They suck, and like they don't monitor their calls, and it's just, I mean, like they don't filter them, so they just send me whatever. Sometimes people are like, "Well, I didn't call anybody for any service, and they charge me like $160 for that."
Yeah. I've been doing this a long time, and I have spoken with people that use Thumbtack, and even more so with Angie. And sometimes, like exactly what you're saying is what happens. People who don't even answer the phone, or they answer the phone, and they say, "Why are you even calling me?" And you're like, "Well, because I'm paying $100-something for this lead, and it's not even a lead." But I mean, that kind of thing doesn't happen at all. I think the hardest part of any of those lead services, Thumbtack, Networks, Angie's, CraftJack, the hardest part with any of those lead services is simply getting someone on the phone who's actually interested in your services. You know, and even with those, I mean, it's a shared lead system, meaning that you and a handful of your competitors are chasing down that same potential customer, even when it's a real customer. Now, none of that happens with Google Verified, because with Google Verified, you know, the calls are coming directly to you, meaning you're not chasing down anybody, you're not in a bidding war with your competitors, you're simply going to get living, breathing human beings who need your services to call you. And there's going to be people, first of all, they will have seen your website before they call you. The other thing that Google Verified, it used to be called Google Guarantee. It's the very top of any search result. It's the businesses that used to have the little green check mark next to it. And most consumers, especially the ones that have a little bit more disposable income, the ones that are looking not for the cheapest guy but looking for the best guy, they go towards the Google Guarantee or Google Verified section. It's now called Google Verified. As of October 20th, Google does not come out of pocket anymore for complaints against the people doing Google Verified now. That's why they stopped calling it Google Guarantee, because they're basically guaranteeing your work. They come out of pocket now up to $2,000 for any complaints against you. They kind of shelved that part of it. Everything else still the same. They just changed the name because they're no longer kind of guaranteeing you. They call it Google Verify, which for me gets a little confusing, because to have a Google business profile, you have to have a verification process anyway. They should have called it Google Recommended, because that's exactly what they're doing. Google is basically recommending your business at the very top of the page as one of the top providers. And that, like I said, attracts the people with a little more disposable income. They're not looking for the cheapest guy. They're not looking for an estimate for something down the road. They're trying to get something done and get it done quickly and get a quality contract to do the job and know that they'll be happy with it. Now, Google will want you to come out of pocket up to the first 13 leads. It's like a prepaid gas card. And you prepay it, and then you only pay for the leads that you use. So once you're thoroughly vetted, and that vetting process can take 3 weeks, 5 weeks, only would it take longer than that if we don't get the application from you right away. And then, of course, it's not done by Google. It's done by either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you might know from cowboy movies. So Pinkerton or Evident, they're going to want to make sure that you meet the criteria to do Google Verify. And I want to make sure that you do meet the criteria before we even, you know, go any further here. First of all, you have to have at least $250,000 in general liability for your line of work and where you work. You probably have $500,000, $1 million, or even more than that, right?
No, I have $1 million. Yeah. I'm good to go to do commercial. I'm good to go to do multifamily. Yeah, so I have all of that.
The only licensing requirement to do Google Verify is the California State Warm Air HVAC license, the C20. Do you have that?
I have that too. Yeah.
You have that. And then again, the only other requirements, basically, you cannot have any felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years, and then you have to have an actual physical Social Security card. It's been only recent that they don't accept just the EIN or the tax ID. You do need to have that information, but you also have to have a Social Security number, and as long as you have that, you would meet the criteria for Google Verified. And then the 13 leads that I mentioned at $50.67, that's $661. Once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you would prepay for those leads. Now, that's for 13 leads. Google kind of has determined that for most industries, that 13 leads is sufficient or more than enough. To be honest with you, a lot of my clients use maybe half that. They might use 5 or 6 leads in a month, because Google Verified converts so well, at least the guys who do the bigger jobs, you know, like the kitchen and bath remodeling, landscape installs and things like that, where it might take several days or a week, you know, they get a lead, it turns into a job, they pause it, and then they don't have to turn their leads back on. But if you're able to, you know, kind of turn and burn and keep those leads coming in and those jobs getting done, you know, you might go through all 13 leads. And let's just say for simplicity, you only use one lead. That means the next month you only pay $50.67. So you just pay to top it off back to that 13 lead to start the month, and then the leads come out of it after that. There is a one-time application fee. Now, that application fee is one and done, meaning that you don't have to renew it. It's not an annual membership or anything like that. Now, you are an existing client of ours, and Google does give us these vouchers that they let us use. They're $50 each. That one-time application fee is $250. I'm happy to use two of them and take that down to $150. It would just be a one-time application fee of $150. Like I said, you pay it once and you're done. Now, you have right now with us, it looks like just search engine optimization. There was at one point a social media campaign. Facebook ads would be paused still. Your recurring monthly would still be that $149 a month. And then, like I said, you're paying roughly $51 per lead. And then just a one-time application fee, which will take $100 off instead of $250, it would be $150.
So right now, So right now they'd be 150, right?
150. That's exactly
right. Okay, and I have to pay that now?
That would be when you want to get things started. Yeah, if you want to get things started now, you'll get the application texted out to you by email and text. And then, like I said, we get all the information from you. We forward it on to Google. Then we wait. You know, there's the vetting process. Like I said, it seems like it's going to be pretty straightforward. It's just kind of a thorough background check that might take 3 or 5 weeks. And at that point, you're notified by us in Google. You pass the background check. You're eligible for Google Verified. And then you have 3 days to respond and say, hey, you know, let's just go ahead and get things going right now. Or you might say, hey, you know, things are a little tight, or I've got a lot of work, or whatever the case might be. Can we hold off on getting things started right away? You have 3 days. Otherwise, it would bill for the $661 3 days after you're vetted.
Okay, so it's $661, and that's going to be credited to the Google Verify?
Correct, and that's for 13 leads. And at that point on, everything for Google Verify, you'll still have the tracking number, you'll still have your number, you'll still have people call you directly from seeing you on the website or seeing you in that local map. But when they're calling through the Google Verified section, then that is when the AI is going to make sure that it's a qualified lead, and when it is a qualified lead, you're paying the $50.67.
Okay, so the 600 is going to be equivalent to 13 calls, so that's what, 50?
Correct.
50, so that's what, that's like $50 a call or something?
Yeah, $50.67.
So 600, okay, that makes sense. Okay, so, and then once that runs out, and then I got to pay another 600?
Well, you pay for the leads that you use. So, like I said, if you use 10 leads the next month, you're going to pay $506.70, right? So you only pay for the leads that you use.
Does that automatically come out of my account, or do I have to call me to, hey, I want to do another? Or they automatically just take it out?
So you're going to have already set the $661 for the first 13 leads. Every qualified lead, $50.67 comes out of that. You'll be notified of anything that rolls over to the following month. You'll also be notified if that hits zero before the end of the month. You're not ever going to be charged unless you've already been made aware of it.
Okay, so, and then, but that won't affect my, as far as like me being on top of where, you know, of like when they look up HVAC companies, right? That's a whole different thing, right? Like
they are completely different, but they are somewhat related, meaning that, yeah, it's not going to affect your placement at all, but having that placement in the local map can actually benefit you when you're on that first page doing Google Verified, and then they see you again in that local map. You know, they see you on that first page not once but twice. You get not twice as many phone calls, more like 4 to 5 times as many phone calls, because obviously, you know, psychologically, someone sees you, they see you again, they say, well, this is the guy that Google's clearly recommending. This is the guy I need to call. The other thing, too, is they might just click on your local listing, and then now they're calling that number instead of the Google Verified number, in which case you're not paying $50.67. That's still included in the $149 monthly.
Okay. Okay, so do I pay now, or do you have to first get verified and all that?
No, yeah, you pay the one-time application fee. That's how everything gets started. You get the application. Once that once that 150 is processed, you get the application within the first 2 minutes. It's usually even 30 seconds after. I'm surprised sometimes how quick it's been sent. But as soon as that 150 is processed, you get emailed and texted out the information that you need and the link that will take you to the application to fill out. And then after that, you know, you can email, text us, you know, the copy of insurance, the copy of the licensing, and things like that.
Okay. So as far as my Social Security, do you need the actual card?
Nope, just the number. I mean, that's something that we only need for you put into the application.
Okay. So this is the 150 now, because I'm in the middle of working right now. So here, let me get to my credit card number so we can get this started.
did you still want to use the one we have, the Visa ending 8195?
Yeah, yes, that's fine. You can use that one.
Everything else still the same.
Yes.
So, you know, basically, we'll be charging $150 for the one-time application fee. I know that you've been through the vetting, the voice verification. They want me to do a new one here, but I can get through it as quick as I can, and most of it just makes sense to me because you've already done it. But it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Prestige Air Quality Heating and Cooling.
Okay, we have it. And please state your name and your title within the business.
Ramon Chavez, and I am the CEO.
And Ramon, as the CEO of Prestige Air Quality Heating and Cooling, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business.
Yes.
And then you are an authorized user of the card that we already have on file, the card that you want to use for that one-time charge of $150,
yes.
Of course. And then to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign because it's our job to make sure that people are calling you. So we ask that you're receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Of course. And then, you know, like I said, in hiring local splashes, your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts because we need to make sure that your information online is accurate. So, of course, you want to let us know if you do anything new. That makes sense, right? I mean, you're already aware of that. Okay.
Yes, that's
now,
correct.
As I mentioned, as part of the verification process, we may need things like proof of insurance, your business license, your actual Google verified application, etc. We ask that you kindly submit those documents within the first 7 days. It's fair to provide those documents within that first 7 days may result in delays to your account. So do you agree to submit those within the next 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now your payment for the initial term, which is actually just a one-time charge, will be for the Google verified application. Instead of the $250, I've taken $100 off that. It's going to be $150. That's going to bill today in the amount of $150, today's date being the 10th of February. Now, of course, you do still have everything else is the same. Your recurring monthly of $149, that looks like it sets the bill on the 13th. Now, with Google Verified and everything else, you can stop at any time. All that we request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is because we're closed on the weekend. Mr. Chavez, do you understand and agree to
these
renewal and cancellation terms? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to have to double-check. We're going to schedule a follow-up call for Google Verification, just because there's some certain things that need to be completed on our end to make sure that everything is Google verified. It's going to be a simple, straightforward process. I know that you've already done a client interview with us in the past. We'll be looking at to Thursday. That's the next available for us. We have as early as 7 o'clock or as late as 3 o'clock and just about every half hour in between. Did you want something kind of early morning, mid-morning?
No, let's do 3 o'clock.
So it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock. It takes about 30 minutes. If I'm in between phone calls, I'll be able to say a quick hello. I'll introduce your technician. Hopefully, I'll be in between calls when our technician calls you. And
okay,
I'll get that.
Gotcha. So it's like, Thursday, right? Let me put on my calendar real quick.
Thursday, yeah. You're actually going to get a calendar invite in about a minute or so here for 3 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3.
Gotcha.
All right, Mr. Chavez, really appreciate you. Looking forward to adding this component to you and getting more calls and jobs coming your way.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well. You take care, Ramon. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, bye.